Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, it is a soggy start to Election Day. Roughly a quarter of registered voters have taken advantage of mail-in voting, according to the ballot tracker Political Data Inc., which means people are still showing up to vote in person and drop off their ballots today. Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols has been talking to voters in Sacramento about what's motivating them this midterm, from local measures to statewide and national races. Chris joins us now from Clara Auditorium. It's a vote center in Midtown. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Vicky. Good to be here.
I was going to say you got a bright and early start, but the bright part does not really fit today given the weather. You've been out for the last few hours. Paint a picture of us, where you're at right now and what you've been hearing from voters.
Well, I'm in Midtown at the Clara Auditorium Vote Center, and you're right. I mean, early on, it was dark. It was rainy. There were not a lot of folks out when the polls opened at 7. But, you know, things have definitely picked up, and it's been inspiring to see people come in. I watched a young father walk through holding his infant child in his arms. Another man brought in several ballots, not just for himself, but for his wife and another family member. You know, people are saying that they're motivated to cast their ballot because they see that this as their civic duty. You know, several people told me that, you know, they can't complain about conditions in their community unless they come and vote. So it's been nice to see things pick up.
Yeah, when talking to them about the issues, particularly that motivated them, are there certain races that's drawing them out this midterm?
One topic that I've heard a lot is the State Proposition 1 on reproductive rights. You know, several people listed that. Prop 1 creates an explicit protection for reproductive freedom in the California Constitution. So that's been pretty big. I also had a small business owner tell me that he was motivated today by high inflation and also by COVID restrictions over the last few years. He has a beverage supply company that serves restaurants, and he told me even a couple years now into the pandemic, his company is still not recovered given the restrictions and also now due to the inflation.
You're located in the city of Sacramento, Chris, and you've been closely reporting and following on Measure O, which you have done just extensive reporting on. We devoted an entire show on Insight to unpacking Measure O. Remind us what this measure is, because there's a good amount of debate surrounding this measure, centering on the crisis of homelessness and encampments, and it's also being closely watched across the state.
Right. This is a measure. It has been widely debated. It's controversial. It proposes to ban homeless encampments on public property in the city of Sacramento. Supporters say it would also offer available shelter space to people before the measure was enforced. And, you know, here in Midtown, I'm hearing a real desire from people, from voters, to find solutions to homelessness. They see this in their neighborhood. They see there's been a growing number of encampments and a large unhoused presence in these neighborhoods, and they want something done about it. There is some skepticism I'm certainly hearing about whether Measure O is the right solution for that. There have been talks about comments that, you know, they want to see real in-depth services, things like mental health services provided, not just designated places for unhoused residents to go.
Yeah, and as we know today, Chris, today is just the beginning for, you know, what's likely going to be days and weeks of following results. So you're just really getting started. What's going to be your focus today and in the days and weeks ahead?
Well, I think my main focus will be Measure O. And you're right, it may take a while if the results are close. You know, I know as Kim Alexander will talk about, you know, we may be waiting for days or weeks to get the actual final results on close races. So we will just have to see what voters in the city of Sacramento decide on this measure, and we will be here to report the results.
Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks, Vicky.